What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. So now I'm gonna throw this question at you real quick. So I might skip one of these because I think we got enough on the other one. So the women's division issues. I mean, it's flat out like a pandemic, like the pandemic. I mean, I don't know where to start, man. I mean, it's like a...
I know where to start. I think the biggest thing that what they need to do is they did... Well, not what they need. The biggest thing is that they didn't have a draft. And so a lot of these up-and-coming girls from NXT, they threw them all on SmackDown.
They did.
And they threw everybody else on Raw. So it's like... And then, like, the way they change people's personas, because I personally think that Raquel Gonzalez Rodriguez, the first, whatever her name is nowadays, she was heel in NXT. They should have kept her heel. Now she's face. This big, strong woman's a face. Okay.
It's weird to watch.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
It's very, very strange to watch. Like the... It don't make sense to me. It don't make much sense to me, man. I was like, you don't fit smile. She's like Zoe Stark to me. You don't smile.
Yeah.
It's like watching, I don't know. It's like Goldberg coming outside and just smiling all day. This don't make sense. I mean, like, you know, I'm not a Goldberg fan like that, but I'm just saying, his character, it just wouldn't work. You know, like, just you smiling all the time, bro? You need to shut up. Chill out, man. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
No, I was just gonna say, like, with Raquel, it feel like her smile is forced. So
it looked like somebody got a gun pointing to another smile. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just smile, girl. And she's like, okay. And she's yeah, so I'm with you. It does. I mean, but I also think about, you know, NXT right now. You know, you can tell that a lot of them are still trying to figure it out. But you still got a few that, like, really found their character. You know, like that real, like we were talking about Stratton a little bit earlier, Tip Stratton.
Yeah.
You know, and how I'm like, this girl is almost ready. Like, you could export her to doggone SmackDown or Raw. And she would be able to hold her own in, like not only in a ring, but on a microphone. Now, here's the thing. How many of the other girls now can actually talk?
Well, unless they've been in another company before they went to WWE. Ain't a lot.
I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't even know if we can do that, because some of them been outside, but they still can't talk.
Well,
look at Shotzi, right? Shotzi Blackheart.
I think talking is the least of her worries.
I agree with you. I mean, I'd be afraid watching her matches.
You know it's bad. You know it's bad. I have to say this. When you saw, and everybody thought it, I just said it in public. When you saw on the match card when they said Ronda versus Shotzi, everybody said that's gonna be a bad match.
I was not looking forward to that match at all.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. All I saw was her jumping through a bunch of chairs. That's all I saw when I saw that. I said she's gonna do something stupid, man. And lo and behold, boom! I was like, look like clockwork. She always do something today and have her fall on her head.
She did not disappoint.
Yeah,
she's not gonna stop. She ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, she's like a crash dummy. You know what I'm saying? Like just it don't make sense to me. I'm like, yo, and then she be online talking trash to, like, other wrestlers. I'm like, girl, like, Like, please don't, please stop cooking, please, because you stinking the place up. Please stop cooking. Goodness gracious, this ain't working, bro. I mean, like, so yeah. So you got, then you got Xia Li, right? Who's had 95 different, it feels like, variations of herself now.
But she's consistent, though. She consistently lose.
Oh, goodness. Man, I'm so disappointed with this.
How you gonna be a warrior, you never win? How you gonna be protected? I ain't gonna hire you. Okay, just give her. Let her win. And she's short, because I saw her in person. She's really short.
You can tell that in the ring that she's short, though. You know, she just move fast, you know, to try to tell. Like, nah, you like Gail Kim's eyes, you know?
Yeah,
but Gail Kim is just phenomenal. I mean, this is not, like, let's get that. That's one of the greatest female wrestlers that ever lived. But like, then you got what? Trying to think who's on main, right? You got Shayna Baszler, we just talked about earlier. They ruined that with her and Becky. Becky, she should have won that doggone match at WrestleMania. She done bit the girl neck out and lose WrestleMania? What the world's up with that?
They even ruined the Elimination Chamber match.
It's she passed her prime now. Ronda Rousey don't need to win anything else.
No.
Ronda Rousey doesn't care.
That's what I'm saying. You know, she's like, I'm done. Just give me my check.
I'd say it before you could.
She didn't even ask for a rematch when she fought Charlotte. Like, and she lost.
She's probably tired of Charlotte. She's like, I ain't fighting this ever no more.
Because if that's really the only person that she has to fight, then at this point, like, I'll say pretty much like what we've been saying, like, what does that say about the whole division?
You know, I'm confused at a bit too, because they really could have set up a Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch rematch, and they just refused.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that would have been an excellent match for this WrestleMania. Like it seemed like they were already setting it up. Both of them lost their titles. You know what I'm saying? They both had to kind of like crawl their way back to the top in a sense. They could have done that, but they just derailed both of them.
I thought the reason that whole tag team thing was when Becky got win against Lita, I thought they were going to go against Ronda and Shayna. But then I saw this damage control thing. I was like, oh, well, that threw my theory out the window.
And I was like, I don't know. You know, like that's the. Oh, yeah. Then let me cross over the pond to AEW real quick now. So AEW got like some dynamic female wrestlers, like Jamie Hayter at the top of that goddamn list. Now Brian,
right?
Yes. I didn't know if you had seen her, but Jamie Hayter, the one.
Hayter.
I'm like, that's the one right there. Like y'all, I'm like, they just wasting my girl. I'm like, this the one. We've been waiting on a girl that can wrestle this good, and she can talk. Like she, you give her the microphone, she can knock out the park. But they never let her talk. Tony Khan's an idiot. God.
I think we figured that out by now.
I think we established that Tony Khan is not smart.
Yeah, apparently. I'm like, bro, you make bad decisions every week. You feel like, man. Like Jamie Hayter ain't talked in like two, three months. You got a whole champion and she ain't talking.
Yeah.
Cause y'all show did like set up that Outcast nonsense.
Yeah, I'm. How you feel about that, man? How you feel about that, bro? You know you're talking about Brian.
No, what are you talking about?
So, Ruby Soho.
Yeah.
Tony Storm.
Yeah.
And Soraya Page formed a group called the Outcast.
Because they're like bad or something.
Yeah, like they're all WWE rejects. So they're the Outcast. I was like, it would have made more sense to have done that, all came in together like that. That would have made a whole lot more sense. But just kind of flipping them now.
Yeah.
It's like first off, I said this before, even the biggest mistake was getting Paige back in the dog or anything. I don't know what are y'all thinking about. That girl was not that good. I don't know who lied to them. Told them, that she was excellent. I was like, I don't remember none of that. What that happened?
Tony just wanted to just bring her because she, I don't know. I think Tony's trying to like do a F you to WWE, but he's like really just being stupid.
Yes.
I don't understand.
The way they came together didn't make sense anyway. Because it was like they kept losing to Britt and Jamie. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, now all of a sudden they heels, and yeah, pretty much just force Jamie and Britt to become the faces.
Mm. Yeah.
So like, I don't know what this cat doing, man. He got the money. He pretty much just like, you know what I'm saying, that cat that got all the money and he done bought up all the toys. And it's just, they just sitting there. Like
that's a fair statement. Yeah, like it always feels like he's like, well, I got the money and I can do X things. And I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to do X things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really have to. You maybe show a level of restraint right now. It would probably help you out a whole lot.
Well, since he wanna buy up everything, he need to buy some writers.
That's actually a good idea. I mean, I say he need to buy some bookers. He need to stop booking stuff. Yeah. Pass that off to somebody else.
Like, yeah, you can own the company, but shoot, man, like, your plans ain't working.
It really ain't, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but then we look at, like, the state of women's wrestling in general. It's just weird. Like, we don't have anything really happening. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna ask you guys another question. Do you think that Rhea and Charlotte should go on last for night one?
No, God, no.
No.
Don't you think that Sammy and KO versus Uso should go on last?
I think that should be yes.
I'm like, look, they didn't put in all the work.
Shoot, they need Rhea and Charlotte need to be the first match. Get out of the way.
For what, night one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to be the first match for night one. They already said who night one first match is going to be.
Who is John Cena versus, what's his name on?
Yeah, that's night one.
Oh, God.
I think John Cena's like, look, I don't be here all day. I got stuff to do. So
yeah, he's like, I got to give it to the movie set.
They got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, everything's set for Fast 10.
Oh yeah, I forgot the movie.
Yeah, man. This time they got to face Jason Momoa.
Oh,
and Charlize Theron, I think.
Yeah.
Look, man, it just at this point, like I don't know what else they could possibly do with that. But
they need to end it. That's what they need to do.
I think this actually is the end, though.
They said that at 7. We don't get off that. Never mind. They've been saying they gonna end the end again or something like that. Why?
I hope not. I hope this is finally the end because there's nothing else for them to do. They didn't went from racing to hijacking a bank to like what stopping global terrorism. What is they gonna do this time? and then Jason Statham brother in the hospital, what, he gonna come out of the coma and help them out too?
Yeah.
But I think they talk about doing a spinoff with just nothing but the women, so hey. I don't know.
Let them cook if they wanna cook. But I'm still I don't know what you think can be done to reinvigorate the women's division.
Actually bring back Evolution.
You talking about a pay-per-view?
Huh.
You talking about the pay-per-view Evolution, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How in the world are they gonna help them? They ain't got no battle, no characters.
I'll give them something to work for, man.
No, man, they ain't nothing to work for. Ain't nothing. They ain't got no goddamn characters to work for nothing.
I think they need to. It's just, I don't know because it's, I don't know what they're doing because you had a lot of women
when they came out, like the Trishas and stuff, and you had them being divas. Then you had this slew of women that can wrestle, like Bianca, Rhea, Charlotte, the Four Horsewomen. And now these new batch of girls coming in are becoming, they're wrestling like divas as well, like Shotzi and all of them.
Shotzi don't wrestle like no diva.
Hey, you brought up her one time. I said, ooh, that's her word. That's my one. Okay, people like Chelsea Green and what's her name? Carmella. Like, they're just.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
They need this. You know what? They need to go to training.
You think they're going to go to training?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to train. I said that's what they need to go. I didn't say they're going to go.
So they're going to train.
That's where they need to go. They ain't going to go.
They are not going to a trainer.
No, they need to do like a. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Actually,
yeah, they're going to say they're injured.
Like new girls, like the Zoe Starks and Tiffany, maybe they need to move them up.
Yeah, I mean, Zoe Stark would be real. I mean, that girl, she's got this ruthlessness about her, man. You know what I'm saying? It's refreshing. You know, she's just coming there and whoop your behind. Like Jazz used to do. Like, she's just coming to beat the brakes off your behind, and she leaves you just mercy. She leaves you in a pile of your own spit. She's beating the pump. So I'm like, I like this girl.
In NXT, the girl that I look at, that like, oh, they can wrestle, and I like them, is Zoe Starks, the little one,
Roxy. Roxanne. They call her Roxanne. Roxanne Perez. Yeah, oh, she's great.
Tiffany, and yeah. I like Nikita Lyons.
You like Aunt Thakita?
I like Thakita. Yes, I like Thakita. I like her too.
I mean, I actually do like her personality.
But I mean, she gotta stay healthy, though, man.
Yeah, that's facts. You know, she do need to stay healthy. You know, but that's once again, that's a.
I mean, now you didn't. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they can overcome that. She just probably have to change her style. That's all. Like, change the way that she actually does her work, and she'll be okay. They need to get her off that the karate stuff. They need to get her the basics. And so let that girl fight.
No more split leg pins, man.
Yeah, then no more split leg pins because she be jumping in the air like all truth was doing. You saw what happened.
He still got a job.
True story, though.
I'm just being real. The man popped his knee out of jump by 5-6 times.
Nah, all in this to ask what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, but that's I want them to overcome this because at one point in time, women's division literally held the WWE up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like when AEW tried to start it, it was trash, and then now it's still trash. You know, like I mean, look, I love Jay Cargill. Okay, I think Jay got the juice and she could do something real dope, but she can't do it with the girls that's there.
If only you could see my face right now. But
no. You don't like Jay, man?
No. No.
Oh.
Trina?
Oh, the baddies. Don't worry. Do not worry. I had a bone to pick with that, too.
Oh, thank you, Mitchell. What? Out of all people, you... Mr. Stevens, like Jake.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, the only reason why, because I can see that she, like, I just don't think she can do an AEW. But I think if she came to WWE and they put her under their development and they, like, just take it slow with her. You know what I'm saying?
Nikwa.
Just...
No. Okay, you know what? Sell it to me, please.
You want me to sell it to you? Okay. All right. Look.
Oh, God.
Jay Cargill comes back in, all right, into WWE. She comes in. They form a stable, right? Her, Bianca Belair,
Oh, we got the baddies. You already got another one.
I ain't gonna be all black people now. Not this time. Not this time.
Don't you say no, we're Caleb.
Oh, God, no. No, goodness gracious, no. How dare you? Have the Greta Thorn you. How dare you? you know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, but her and Bianca to start out as a tag team, let them get tag team gold. And then, like I said, we add Bianca husband to the mix. We have Montez. And then you add, what's my man's name? Why am I blanking on my man's name?
What do you do?
I'm blanking on my man's name. He in NXT.
So Mello or Trick?
No, not Mello. Give me Trick. Thank you, sir. That's it. Yeah, Trick Williams.
Trick Williams. Yes. Yeah.
Give me Trick Williams. Well, give me Trick Williams and Jay Cargill just together. I'll pay for that.
Boy, I tell you. Yeah.
I'll pay for that because he'd be over there though, like just boosting her up. That'd be fun to watch by itself. You know, like, but then on top of that, like, I would like Trick Williams is good. You know, like, but he's just under the greatness of Carmelo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he got it, but he don't got no opportunity. Like, not yet at least. So give me that group: Montez, Trick, Jade, and Bianca. Give me that group. You know what I'm saying? And let them do, you know, either them get tag team together, let Montez go for US, let Trick go for Intercontinental, just throwing it around. You know, so they ain't gotta win the belts. But I'm saying as far as like just a team that would like, I would like really like to see that. You know what I'm saying? I would really like to see that. Yeah, but I don't see what they can do with her AEW though. Like I just think that's a lost cause now. Like, I don't. There's not a character there strong enough to stand in the ring against her right now. So she looked like a big fish in a small pond because like she's just out there with this dynamic character, knowing how to change, do all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And they show up and it's like random chick number four from the crowd from the fourth row. You know what I'm saying?
Like, at this point, that's the way it feel.
It really is. I mean, I'm like, look, man, it feel like they just be borrowing girls. Like, hey, you want to wrestle Jay Cock?
Well, that's why she should fight. But she needs to fight the people like the Britt Bakers and the Jamie Haters.
They're not going to do that, though. And then that's Tony Khan's fault because he doesn't know how to book, like, two women's championships.
Maybe that could help the WWE.
They get two women's championships?
No, get like a secondary title.
Yeah, I mean, well, everybody's been hot about getting a women's intercontinental or something like that. I think I'm actually on board with that.
But if we're gonna take that, can we get rid of the tag team titles?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can pour acid on them. Yeah,
acid.
Yeah, acid bath that sucking setting on fire. We can definitely do that.
I'm about to say it. Like who? Oh yeah, that is right. I forgot who the yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like nobody really cares, man. Nobody really cares about tag team titles, man.
They really don't. They don't care so much that they done slapped it on. They done backing, like, what was the purpose of that?
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah, get rid of that. Bring in a secondary for them. Because, like, y'all really not doing anything with it. Like, it's not as bad as it was, I think, a year or two ago when it really was like a hot potato. But that's probably because they forgot about it too. Then when they see it again, they'll be like, oh, yeah.
I mean, but once again, like I said, I'm good. I would be good when they just need to shuffle some people around and get rid of some folk. You know what I'm saying? Like WWE got all these girls and none of them being used. You know what I'm saying? Like Lacey Evans just be floating around in places. You know what I'm saying? Just float back. Hey, how y'all doing? And we're like, you still here? You know, and then like she disappears for another 4 or 5 months. And then you'll see like no Wendy Chu, you know, from NXT. You know? That's a sleepy one. What do you say, bro?
That's a sleepy one.
Yeah, it's a sleepy one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I actually like Lacey's gimmick now.
I do too.
Oh yeah. She just
fucked. Because
boy, I say,
when they had her as a face, that was kind of. Mm-hmm. And you know
how the crowd reacted.
Oh yeah, because you know when she turned heel, that was actually at my SmackDown when she turned heel. That was the one I was at.
Oh really?
Oh wow.
That wasn't the voice activated. Nobody really liked her when she came out. Oh my god.
Yeah. And then wow. She came out and then she stopped and went back. I think she went back like two more times.
Yep.
So she was like, you know what?
I thought it was great. You know what I'm saying? Like I mean, look, there was so much potential there. And they just wrecked it. They want to put up with Ric Flair. I'm like, this stop it. It feels almost like they want to go back to the Diva era. Do y'all feel that?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if that actually is what
it feels like they're trying their best to kind of finagle their way around doing anything else with the women and just put them back into the old stuff from that era.
Well, I thought that back when Mandy Rose became the champion.
Yes, I agree with you. That way, I thought NXT was going to do that. I definitely thought NXT was like going to go around and just stay on that path. But WWE, like just like Raw and SmackDown, I said, it looks like they're trying to go back to that. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's a yeah.
Yeah, it's like with what's her name? With like people like Chelsea Green, they're
diva-ish. Yeah.
I mean, even Carmella. I mean, who was that? Wasn't it last year she was wearing that white gear? I was like, look like lingerie.
It was Carmella. Yeah. It was Carmella. Yep. I mean, it's like, look, Liv Morgan, man. Look, I'm gonna keep it a buck. I think Liv Morgan could be something great, but she just ain't got no goddamn character. I'm like, why ain't y'all getting this girl care?
Who the hell is about to?
She's one that
passes. She had a high tolerance for pain.
Yes, and she passes out.
Y'all stupid.
What a smile on her face.
Like the Joker.
Yeah, but that's like the Harley Quinn thing been done to death. All right, every white girl I've seen for the past like 15 years feel like it'd be Harley Quinn. Okay.
Let's see it again.
Alexa did it.
And so did Liv.
Like,
and so did every female during Halloween. It still happened to this day. Like,
I was about to say, yeah, I think at this point it's become a staple.
Yeah.
But what could like help them at the beginning is literally like they have to do like a whole draft and just clean sweep and just move people around.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do with Charlotte. Because she needed to lose, move her to Raw. And be a heel, and then she can fight Bianca because you know Bianca probably gonna win.
Facts. Yeah, she'll win.
Probably need to go back to being a heel because her being this little face is not like she's talking like a heel. She forgetting that she's a heel in the middle of matches.
You know what? That's a fair point to make.
She forgetting that
she's don't tell me she's about to turn into a Big Show.
Did you see when that happened?
What?
Forgot she was a face.
She forgot she was a face. What are you talking about? When does that
happen? Oh my gosh. I saw it and it caught me off guard and I thought it was just me, but then she was in an interview, she said it. So it was like second matches back because she went against, who did she fight? She fought somebody for the title and she won it and she snatched the belt from the referee and just went, oh my God. She started smiling.
Wow.
A face.
She was probably like, give like a so give him my oh my bad thank you.
You can YouTube it and find out.
I looked that one up. Yeah,
fighting. I'm probably Sonya Deville, and she looked like the winner. She snapped. It was like,
you know what? It may have been Sonya Deville because
the referee was that white lady, the white girl.
Okay.
I mean, there's only two referees: the black one, and the white one. So two females.
There's only two females.
What?
I was like, you're right. There's only two of them. You know what I'm saying? That's all they got.
Yeah, the black one, the white one. They got the tall, skinny guy. They had the short, ethnic guy who like botches everything.
Yes. Yeah. That dude. He always falling over. They blow. They blow. The
older one
who if you just blow his direction, he'll fall and be out for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, it's like all those things being trained and just to fall over. Like, look, if I breathe in your direction, I need you to figure it out. It's like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So,
what's it? Chris Robinson's still there, ain't he?
I don't know. I'm one of them, because I remember last time I saw him, they said he shaved his head, though. He shaved all the hair off his head.
What?
Yeah. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that they figure this thing out with the girls, because, like, what we at right now, it's not working. Like, there's that interest that is not there. The levels that they used to get is disappearing. Like the interest levels, like people are, oh, you know, Becky Lynch. I'm like, no, nobody don't care about that no more. It's just stuff happening. Nah, that's not like a storyline leading to WrestleMania. It's just, oh, hey, you know, females. You know, it's not the same thing, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm just like just thinking to myself, like, what does this look like in another year? Let's say if they do move some girls from NXT down. Let's say we get a Tiffany Stratton. Let's say we get a Zoe Star. Let's say we get a healthy Roxanne, right?
Yeah.
I can see them in some movement because all of them are like their own different version of a character. They don't act like the same female. They're like really different people. You know what I'm saying? Like they can push the narrative and do things like their own way. But I don't see that happening with everybody. It's just like I think that, like, look, Carmella and Chelsea got one chance. They better do this thing, like, lay cool and knock this suck out the park. They do that, throw the championship title on them. Throw it on them quickly. But I thought, who else? I mean, like Bianca can heal again, whoop-a-doo. Becky Lynch can be Becky Lynch, whoop-a-doo. You know what I'm saying? Which is whatever she want to be. She the point now, she don't even have to do it. I'm just showing her the work. You know, so she won't show up working pajamas right now. You know, she's like, look, I can be here because I ain't gotta be here. Y'all need me here. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, she's got that level of status now. She don't really need WWE to do stuff. So I'm like, who else? Oh, Shotzi? No. No, I won't see Shotzi.
Oh, God, no.
You know what I'm saying? Especially her coming out. I'm like, I don't even want her to have her tank. I'm afraid that thing will flip over too.
Sometimes it looks like you do.
Let's be coming out of that thing too fast. I'm like, please, 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 Lord. Please don't flip over. Please don't flip over. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this girl buys everything. I mean, she buys walking. She buys getting on top rope. She buys falling. She buys jumping. She buys getting hit by a chair. She buys throwing a chair. She buys. I'm like, this girl buys everything. Goodness gracious. So,
Botchamania.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Botchamania. Shotsomania is Botchamania. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's all. I mean, I don't got nothing else for them. I mean, I just don't know. I really do hope that they figure it out, but I don't think they will. That's I don't think they is, man.
They just I don't know. I think, like you said, all that, but I really do think if they do the draft, I'll probably at least like move heels and faces together, because they didn't do a draft in like what, 2 years?
Yeah, it's been since the pandemic started, man. Like they haven't done any shakeup.
Or did they do it? When did the Charlotte and Becky match? 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been like 2 years. Yeah.
That should have been the main event in Survivor Series, but whatever.
Yeah. I think, you know, they might do it this year though. I mean, it would make sense to do it this year.
Just saying.
It would make sense. It makes sense to go ahead and do it this year just so they could like get it out of the way, because I think that would at least be a interesting shakeup. We need some folk just mixed up. Men and women. Just send them wherever they gotta go. It's like this thing ain't working. Yeah. Whatever they got going on right now, it's like the only thing that's interesting is Bloodline. You know what I'm saying? Like hopefully Riddle don't come back. I know that was random, but I'm just saying, just don't come back. Yeah, but it said Randy is supposed to be healing up and he's supposed to be coming back. So we'll see. We'll see, like whether or not he comes back by the summer or something like that for SummerSlam, him versus Cody. He over Randy Orton versus Cody. That'd be fun to watch. That's why I say they need to get rid of Weird Riddle, because while Riddle's there, Randy Orton having too much fun to be a heel. I'm like, no, I need him to be sad and a heel. I need him to be angry and be a heel. Bring that back. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Any other final thoughts on the women's division before we close that out?
No. it's like, you gotta put your head down in shame. You shake your head. You're like, nobody, it's like you're going back in circles.
Yep.
I'm like, please don't do an evolution. It's like if they did another evolution, you'd be like, ugh.
If they do another evolution, it would be terrible.
You know what? Here's my final thought. This is what they need to do. This is what needs to change the women's division. They need to have one person to be the catalyst and everybody focus around them. And that person is Tamina. I'm saying it, calling it. It is what it is. Done.
Mitchell, you better not say it.
I ain't saying that.
Fine. There is no one, Mina.
God dang it. you know, I get on it. I
specifically tagged y'all into that Instagram.
See, you ain't about nothing, man. I saw that drawing and I was like, this dude will ruin my whole mood.
I was rolling. I forgot where I was when I seen that.
I was like, ain't nobody Mina, huh?
But I was going through it, I was like, okay, well, who was the last person to me? Oh, you know what? I had to bust out laughing on that.
You know, like, it's messed up because Tamina is actually pretty dope, but it's just once again, it's execution. Like, if they had made that girl into a mauler when she first came in and just kept her in that same energy rather than like bouncing her around between a bunch of comedy people.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? She could have been something like real gangster, but like they just took all that seriousness and just made her look goofy.
Yeah. Nobody's scared of her.
No, they don't need to. They don't need to be scared of her. I mean, like what are you going to be scared of her for when she dating the Japanese ninja dude on TV?
This is true.
I'm just saying. It don't make much sense, man. I'm like, nah, we straight, bro. Yeah, so it's a... Yeah, that's all I got for that, though. I ain't got nothing else to say about that thing. Nothing else to say about the women's division other than do better. Do better, man. It is crazy, man. Do better. God. All right. Let me see. The other two, I don't really care about talking about them now. I really don't. I mean, like I don't feel like talking about Omega and Vikingo. Nor do I feel like talking about Bullet Club tonight. So we done. We're done. I'm like, we're done, man. We'll get to the rest of them later on. This is enough for right now. This is WrestleMania week. We'll
work this out.
Oh, yeah. That's fine, man.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I mean, that was long enough. So, yeah. I split it into four videos. I make it work. I make this sucker work for me. So, yeah. But I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for joining.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for joining again. You know, if you want to, you can plug your school.
Yes, Dance Axiom in Conroe, Texas. We are going, this is actually our 10th year.
That's what's up.
10 years, and we are an award-winning studio.
Yes. Multi-award-winning. You have to make sure you add multi.
Multi-award-winning studio.
So there you go. There you go.
Dance Axiom. On Facebook, Dance Axiom. Instagram, Dance Axiom. DanceAxiom.
There you go. And check your man's out if you're in the Texas area. Even if you ain't, moved there and figure it out. But thank you for joining us, man. Ice, always good to have you, brother.
Of course, man.
It was fun. No, we hadn't done. I was trying to get to CJ. I said maybe I can get him and find a way. But we'll get the union again one day.
Yes.
And talk about some more wrestling.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And just really, really have a blast. Because like, especially after WrestleMania, I don't want to bring you back again, Brian, for after WrestleMania, so we can figure this out. Because I want to see where everything falls.
Yeah.
And we'll do a tell of the tape, see where everything fell, and go from there.
Yeah. I'm definitely. I agree.
Yeah, because I want to know. I want to see what happens with my man Omos. Yeah. I mean, we'll go. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. So until then, you find people, solve those enigmas, and do not leave them unsolved. And yeah, I forgot. You can't really say cup of your face no more. So you ain't got a cup of your face, but you still got to wash your hands, though. You still got to wash your hands. Please wash your hands. Your nasty hands, man.
Keep sanitizing on deck.
Yeah, and wash your hands. You can come out of bathroom, too. Lots of many people come out of bathroom not wash their hands.
Look, man, we shouldn't have to remind you to do that.
I'm not going to tell you how they look. I'm not going to tell you who they look like. but I'm just saying, wash your doggone hands, man. You know, the most stuff we got is wrong because y'all suck to touch everything and be wanting to touch everybody else. Get off me.
Right.
You touch me, nasty old hands, man. We straight. You know what I'm saying? We out here.